work of life is the work that we do inside ourselves.
Responsibility we feel towards the world, like questioning, challenging, say something.
It's raw and vulnerable and open conversation.
That was the best part.
I'm scared of the friendship.
Hello, Emery friends. It's been a while. So I took a break. 2 month break, more. I was not intending to take a really long break, but I wanted to share this episode with some updates, hopefully some personal vulnerable updates that I can manage to eke out, and also some logistical updates. So I just want to first say thank you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of what feels like a really international family for me. You have no idea how much you've brought into my life. I've become friends with so many of you. I feel so honored to really be like, get to know your intimate lives in a way that probably most people in your life don't get to hear. I'm coming from today a place of gratitude. my heart feels really open and I feel really present. I just finished recording a podcast that I'll probably release shortly after this one. And I had a really fantastic conversation with a special guest who I will not name just yet. I want to make sure all the details are sorted, but a special guest that will be guest facilitator at the retreat coming up here in Costa Rica. So my heart is feeling full and I'm feeling so grateful. And I feel like I want to describe to you what's happening and why I think I'm sitting here now. Okay, let me go back a couple months. When I went to the States, I feel like I went through an ego death. I went through a massive ego death. And it was a little painful as I allowed the pieces to come up. If anybody's done shadow work, it's just fucking sucks. When you start to notice some shit about yourself that you just don't want to notice. And for me, it was really around having to prove myself and really using Amory as that vehicle. And so I guess I want to say I'm sorry. I don't know if an apology is in order. I want to give it words because I want to recognize it. So when I started Amory, I feel like I not only started Amory to share, and so thankful to be able to share with Marty and Kyle our experience, but I feel like I had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder still. Like I had something to prove. Something to prove not only to myself, but definitely to my dad. I'm 42 years old and still trying to prove my worthiness to my dad. And that's really what came up over the summer was I realized how much of what I was doing was to prove to him that I could not only do what I wanted to do, which is this, it's Amory, and I could financially sustain myself. And I found myself at my dad's house over the summer with my kids, not being able to say that. And it was crushing to my ego, crushing. Like I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. And I literally cannot afford to do this anymore. Fucking sucked. But I'm really glad that I went through that because I had to release it. I really had to release doing this from that place. And honestly, when I did, it took the next 3 weeks while I was staying with my mom. I was just with my mom and the kids and, I saw actually Marty, was there. He was with his partner. So I wasn't full-time with Marty. We met up in the city and we had a lot of fun experiences and had the kids' birthday, but it was mostly me and the kids and my mom. And I took 3 weeks really to process, all of it, to process that I was still trying to prove myself. Like that was my orientation to me out in the world. And it doesn't feel like that now. I feel like that's why I'm able to share this really open-heartedly, because now I realize that I get to do this. I get to do this. Like I get to be me. I get to talk to all of you. I get to record these awesome podcasts. I get to host a retreat. I have nothing to prove. Fuck, that feels so good. It makes me want to cry. I have nothing to prove to anyone anymore. That feels so good to say. And it took me 42 years to get here. and now I realize I can just play with it because I was putting so much pressure on myself. Like, what was I trying to prove? I don't need to do that anymore. And now I'm just filled with this levity. And also I'm like not feeling on any time constraint. I think that that's why so much time has gone by and I haven't released a podcast, because I'm honestly just living my life and I'm doing the things that I want to do. And yeah, I'm going to release this and I'll share it and I'll share some more updates that I, you know, breakthroughs I think that I've had with Marty and with Kyle. I feel like I'm in so much more of a stable place now. Even the relationship with myself, this is one more piece to lock in. You know, yes, I could say I've been working on loving myself. But I think this relational piece around proving myself is the way that I relate to the outer world. And I think that that's why I'm at this phase right now, because I've done so much of the inner work to form a really great relationship to myself, to form really strong, secure, loving relationships with Marty and Kyle. And now this piece, this letting go of this ego piece of having to prove myself, is the way that I get to be in the world. And I now have the opportunity to show up how I want to show up and just be me without having fear or worry or having to prove myself to anyone. And I feel like this is a whole new season. So we're going to call this Amory season 3, 4. I don't know, people. It's a new season. Thanks for coming along for the ride. So, okay, that's where I'm at with myself. Where I'm at with Marty, I feel like we've gone through multiple breakdowns and breakthroughs over the last couple months. He's going to be back. He and I have already started talking about the podcast episodes that we're going to record, so keep an eye out for those. I feel like Marty, appropriately so, brings the countermeasure to my maybe overly optimistic perspective. He brings some nice, real, and ability to embrace the hard work and embrace the challenges and embrace the shadow work. And I'm looking forward to those conversations. He and I have gone through a major up-leveling in our relationship and another layer of security that I didn't know we could reach. So I'm sure we'll be talking more about that in future podcasts and more podcasts with Kyle as well. And Kyle and I have been going through, I don't know if we've even recorded an episode between he and I since the last one we did months ago, maybe in January, when we realized that we were kind of reaching this point of outgrowing our relationship. And honestly, since then, it's been fantastic. You know, he and I have really had a chance to connect and enjoy each other and deepen our relationship and deepen and trust, you know, trust our relationship, really. And at the same time to realize that there is an opening that he's going through. There is grieving that we're both going through still, in realizing that there's just needs not being met, but that we can commit to each other in that process is really, really beautiful. So I'm sure there'll be more with Kyle and I as well. I also want to add in this piece that I've been scared, I think, to share with you. I don't know why. Maybe just scared more to acknowledge with myself, is that I really want to embrace the spirituality of this whole process. And that feels scary because I'm like, who am I? Like, who am I to say, like, this is a spiritual process? But honestly, it just keeps calling me, all of it. And I mean, spiritual for me is, what does it mean to me? I think it's different to all of us. I think spirituality is the way that we give meaning to ourselves in this world. It's the greater understanding of the world around us. It's how we fit in. And honestly, I think it's the piece that's missing. I think somebody said it. I want to give Kyle the credit, maybe. We're in a crisis of spirituality, that we really are missing meaning for ourselves and our lives. We're forgetting that we are the ones really that can create that meaning. And that's really where I want to take Amory. Amory is, for me, far more than just practicing polyamory. It's far more than relationship skills. It is a spiritual practice for me to walk this road. I'm literally saying it in my words right now. It is who I be in the world. It is this acknowledgement of the power of voice, the power of communication to impact other people around the world. And I don't take that lightly. It's very meaningful for me. And in fact, I want to deepen that. And I think that's you. I think that's why whoever listens to Amory, whoever you are around the world, If you listen to Amory, I think that it is because there is this deeper level that we may talk about explicitly sometimes, maybe not. Maybe it's just implied, or you kind of feel it in the way that our voices vibrate within you with the words that we say. Does it feel like truth to you? It's not the how-to. I think when we share, if you resonate with it, it's because there is some truth that is awakened within you and it's remembered. And that's where I'd like to take this going forward. The conversations will continue to be in the relationship realm and beyond. I'm challenging myself to peel back the layers, the masks that I wear that I don't know that I wear, to step deeper into knowing myself through this process. And that's what I'm committing. That's what I'm committing to you right now. And thank you for joining me on this ride. Like I said in the beginning, this has really attracted people like you from around the world who have added so much value to my life. So much value. I don't even know where to begin. Most of my friends now have come to me through this channel. I'm just honored. And I want to meet more of you. I really do. I'm going to spend a second to tell you about how excited I am for the Amory retreat coming up in November. There are still spaces left. So if it resonates with you, please, please, please reach out soon. But what I'm envisioning is the opportunity to step in all together to an experience, 5 days, no, 6 days, 5 nights here in Costa Rica that are filled with exploration and wonder, that we step into our bodies and we are cognizant of our physical health as we do somatic work, yoga, ice baths, breath work, and so much more, that we remember that we are a physical being and that how to love ourselves, how to recognize what's happening in our physical body. I learned a beautiful new word, interoception, that I will not stop saying. That is our ability to process or understand the physical data, sensory data that is coming up and through our body and understanding what that means or giving it meaning. So we're going to do a lot of somatic work. We're going to have a lot of beautiful conversations. I will be leading sessions. I'll be mostly facilitating, leading probably the first session and then handing it over to the beautiful guest speaker that is going to be joining us, and to Marty and to Kyle and to Marty's partner who has agreed to step into this container as well. I'm so excited. I've seen her blossom in her own ability to embrace herself and embrace this relationship structure, and through all my challenges that I've had through her, with her, that I've really not shared here because I haven't felt at liberty to share, I'm just so happy that she's going to be joining us in the retreat and leading a session too, so that she can start to highlight some of her skills. And I get to witness her that and hold a container for her for that. And I'm so excited. I mean, everybody that's stepping into this retreat container is not only facilitating. Wait, let me make sure that this is clear. Participants, you don't have to facilitate anything. I just mean that even the facilitators, even the presenters, even Marty, Kyle, and I, and Marty's partner, and any guests that I bring along, we are also participants. We also are here to learn. We're here to share gifts, to not only share our gift, but receive yours as well. And that is the container that I create. And I realize that I create it not only for the retreat, but that's really the container that I create in the facilitation groups and wherever I am, is really allowing people to step in and create boundaries that work for themselves and really to be empowered to say, this is the experience that I'm going to create it to be myself. And I'm going to know myself as the creator of this experience. And I'm going to feel what that feels like. That's the retreat. That's the first Amory retreat. I would love for you to join us. I don't know what else to say. Oh, and I can mention that we're going to do a really fun catamaran trip, a sunset catamaran snorkeling adventure. We are going to have ecstatic dance. We're going to have a DJ. We're going to have all the things. Oh, and maybe mushrooms on the beach. Not maybe. We're definitely going to do it, but you don't have to do it if you don't want to. That to me is really sacred. It's not just like, woohoo, let's just do this. It's fun. I mean, it is fun. And it is a medicine. It is medicine. I really believe that. The more I use mushrooms, and I don't do it too often, but quarterly feels good for me. So when I engage in that, it feels like it's cleaning out my nervous system, that it's bubbling up to the top, to the surface, maybe some beliefs, some feelings that I've been holding on to that I don't need to hold on to anymore. Somebody described it as defragging the computer, which I love. It's like, oh yeah, all right, I need to defrag my computer a little bit. I need to compress, you know, I've got like some extra stuff in here that's garbage and not being used, and that can be let go. And I think that that's what mushrooms do out in nature. It breaks things down. That's what fungus does. It decomposes, and we need it. We definitely need it. We need to allow the breakdown. And I try to allow the breakdown as much as I can within myself. Like I was talking about in the beginning, my ego breakdown over the summer of needing to prove myself, like that was hard. And I remember right at the end of the summer, I microdosed a little bit and it was really light, but I think it just helped to solidify the learning that I was already going through. And I needed a little extra help in breaking that down. I don't think we always need help to break things down, but if we reach a point where we feel a little stuck, it can be really nice to have some help. And mushrooms, I think, are beautiful help. So that will be an opportunity here as well. What else do I need to share? Oh, yeah. I'm working on, not working, what I've created is a practice around trusting that everything is coming and to just allow myself to enjoy the ride. And that goes hand in hand with releasing needing to prove myself by releasing that, knowing that this vision of the life of what I think is possible, not only for my personal life and my family, but the world, as I lean into it, as I trust that that is like everything is, it's really about releasing the resistance that I have to it. I feel like things are manifesting way faster now, like way faster. The people that I'm meeting, the conversations that I'm having, the opportunities that are arising, they're here. So I'm reminded once again that the only limits of this life that I'm living are self-imposed, usually blind, that I'm blind to. And if I'm given the opportunity to start to see the places where I am limiting myself, that is very valuable work. And so I am continuing to lean in. I'm doing this practice that I like to call 6 impossible things before breakfast. And I can thank, I'm a little distracted right now because my son's alarm on his watch is going off and I'm hoping that the volume isn't picking it up. If it is, that's what it is. Hey, I'm a mom. This is my life. So anyway, 6 impossible things before breakfast. One would be to do a podcast uninterrupted, even when my kids are not here. That would be fun. But yeah, really practicing stepping into what can I imagine that I think is impossible and noticing when I stop myself. Oh, I can share one. Okay, I'll share one. When I started doing this practice and I realized that I wanted that the retreat actually that everyone is stepping into, I realized that the core of the energy of the retreat is Marty, Kyle, and I, and Marty's partner. And at that moment, we kind of have gone all of our separate ways and we don't spend that much time together. And there's still, I think, some kind of like unprocessed emotions between us four. And that's bound to happen in any polycule and any relationship structure that's complicated. And so what I allowed to come into my consciousness was us spending the whole, like an afternoon on the beach together. And it felt impossible actually, because that hadn't been something that we've been doing recently. And then I started to allow that into my consciousness. And then I realized, oh, I really want that. Like I really, really want that. In fact, I need that. And so then I had a conversation with Kyle. I had a conversation with Marty. They both agreed to it. Marty's partner agreed to it. And that's going to be next Monday. So a week from today, we're going to be hanging out on the beach. And what I imagine that feels impossible, but I know is possible, is that there's another layer of healing for us all in this, that there's another layer of growth, that there's another layer of knowing ourselves, and that we continue to see each other as are beautiful vehicles for learning, that we are honored to be in each other's life and honored to have each other in our lives, even though sometimes it's really hard, and it is hard sometimes. And I honor the time that we needed to step back and not be all four of us together for a while. I think we've all done some really beautiful growth in the process, and I'm so grateful to be connected to everyone and to know that we're putting in the work. And I share that because I want all of you to know that there's no right way to do this. You know, please don't look at us as like, oh, well, this is how they're doing it, so this must be how we have to do it. I don't think that's the case at all. You know, we go through our growth, our ups and downs, and our spurts of spending time together, and then our necessity to not spend time together as a polycule, or even, you know, like Marty and Kyle, or me and Marty's partner. You know, we go through periods of not spending time together, and that's okay. That's okay. It's all okay. I think the benefit of having this much time now, almost five years of the ins and outs of all of these relationships, is to see the value in each stage, you know, and not to judge or blame each stage. We all have periods of expansion where we feel like everything's possible, and then we have periods of contraction. And sometimes in those periods of contraction, it can feel uncertain. It can feel scary. We can be full of fear. And I think we intuitively pull back because we know that that is a hard place to connect with others, especially if they are in fear. And so I honor the parts of us that pull back in fear and contract, and to create that safe space within us before we go and connect back to others. And so if you're going through a period of contraction, that's okay. If you're going through a period of expansion, that's okay. This is, I think, the energetic breathing that we go through, these growth processes. So I'm once again knocked out of my train of thought by my son's watch alarm. Okay. I think that means that I've said enough. I feel complete. I want to thank you so much for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a part of my life in a way that perhaps I will never know. Thank you for being a part of my life in a way perhaps you'll never know. I think we change each other through this crazy world. Hearing my voice in disconnected in time, but allowing these signals to vibrate within you and touch you in a way that maybe feels like truth and feels like a warm hug from the distance. So thank you. I love you. Let's keep going on this crazy journey that we call life. To be continued. Thanks everyone for listening. Wanted to let you know, I did record a good 20-minute episode that I'm just going to put on Patreon around my relationship with my metamor and all of my learnings. Ooh, it's been a lot. It's really been a lot. I'm so glad I let myself record that. It was actually right after I recorded this episode that I realized I had so much to process and share. And so that is reserved for patrons. Thank you, patrons, at the $10 and up level. So please hop on over to patreon.com/AmoryPodcast, or you can do the link in our Instagram bio, and you can hear a little bit more, or a lot more, about everything that I've learned thanks to and through Marty's partner, my metamor. So thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.